Chapter 16. What did you learn from school? Robert's response.
There is a saying that goes, "The cobbler's children have no shoes." In my case, the saying should have been, "The superintendent of education's kid has no brains." Even though my dad was the head of education, I was flunking out of school. Not once, but twice. I flunked English both my sophomore year and my senior year because I could not write. It must have been pretty embarrassing for my dad to have a son who was the class dummy. In spite of poor grades, I did graduate and received congressional nominations to the U.S. Naval Academy and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Although my grades were low, I had fairly good SAT scores, and I was good at football, which helped with the admissions process. I chose the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York, because I wanted to be a merchant seaman, and the pay was much higher than for Naval Academy graduates. Back in 1965, when I made my decision, an ensign in the Navy made about $200 a month, and a graduate from Kings Point made about $2,000 a month. When I graduated from Kings Point, Navy ensigns were still making about $200 a month, and Kings Pointers, if they sailed merchant ships into the war zone, were making about $100,000 a year. So, to be honest, even though the Naval Academy is a more famous school, Kings Pointers were, at the time, some of the highest-paid college graduates in America. A yearly salary of $100,000 was very good money in 1969, especially if you were only 22 years old. However, I did not take one of those jobs. Instead, upon graduation, I took a job with Standard Oil of California and shipped out of San Francisco. The reason I chose Standard Oil, even though the pay was a lot lower, only $47,000 for 7 months' work, was because I was interested in oil, and because our tankers sailed to Hawaii and Tahiti. Think about it. During my 4 years at the Academy, I had two defining moments. The first was freshman English. Having failed English twice, I was certain that college-level English would be the end of my career as a student. I had nightmares thinking about failing and being sent straight to Vietnam, as was the fate of students who flunked out during that era. Instead, freshman English was a joy. I had a great teacher, Dr. A.A. Norton, a West Point graduate and B-17 bomber pilot in World War II. Instead of punishing me for my poor spelling and radical ideas, he encouraged me to write. I finished his class with a B. More important than the grade, Dr. Norton renewed my confidence in myself as a student. In a school where more than 50% of the classes failed and asked to leave before graduation, it was Dr. Norton's confidence in me as a student that got me through those tough academic years. Today, my books have been translated into more than 46 languages, have sold more than 26 million copies, and I am more known as a writer than a ship's officer. If not for Dr. Norton, I may never have graduated from the Academy and definitely never would have written a book.